All right, it's another edition of Live Friday right here on Sterling High School Radio, broadcasting live from Room 402, and it's the long overdue edition of Live Friday. It's going to be very interesting because we do have a March Madness bracket that we've been working feverishly on here for the last 3 days during the HESPA, and now we are going to release the bracket into the wild. And we are now joined by Mr. Tabor. Tabor, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, Strauss?
It's going well. How were the HESPAs for you?
Pretty easy.
So you were gone for... This is the first time I've seen you guys in exactly a week.
Yes.
Because of the snow day on Monday. HESPAs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And you come back to, all of a sudden, we're doing a tournament-style bracket with music. Your thoughts?
I definitely like the idea. I think it'll be a hit.
All right. Here's how this is going to work. We have separated 64 artists into four regions. As I mentioned on our Twitter feed, which is at Knights Radio if you're not already following, it is four regions. We're going to talk about the classic rock region first. We're going to go into the alt-rock region next, country, and then finally pop. So each group is going to come on air, and we're going to unveil all the seeds and all the matchups and do a little banter back and forth on who you think is going to win. Here's how this is going to work. Sometime next week, we will tweet this out. We will open the voting up to the students and to really anybody, because I'm going to tweet out a link that when we announce, so we're going to have a one-hour podcast of featuring artists and their matchups. So, for instance, let's just say that we're going to do, and these aren't the matchups. So, let's just say that Matchbox 20 is going up against Lady Gaga. All right, you'll hear two or three songs from each artist. At the end of the podcast, we will send out a link via Twitter and click on that link, and you'll get to vote whether you want Matchbox 20 to move on or Lady Gaga to move on. The voting will be open for approximately 24 hours. Once the voting is closed down, we'll add up the number of votes, and whoever wins at the end moves on to the next round, so on and so forth. This is going to take a long time. It's going to take the whole month of March, I think. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we could have, you know, anybody. You could have a classic rock and a pop in the final two. We don't know. But we're going to release them right now via At Knights Radio. And Bethany Young and Darius Coppage-Belt are our engineers for today, doing a great job as always. It's early yet, though. It's early. So let's reveal the brackets. Let's go to some brackets. And we have to have music underneath it.
Of course.
I mean, of course you do. You got to have the college basketball music underneath it. And again, this is how it's going to work. Four regions. We're going to start off in the classic rock region. And this is the big unveil. Lots of people representing the classic rock region. First of all, it's just myself for now, right now. Not really too sure. Nobody jumped on the classic rock bandwagon but me. But that's okay. Coming up in the alt-rock region will be a bevy of four. It's Paulo. It's Justin. It's Dean. It's Bill Grover, and it's Rob. There's a whole bunch of people in the alt-rock region. In the country region, it's Natalie Pierce and Holly Weiser and Jake from State Farm Nippins. Yes, he's wearing khakis. From the pop region, representing the pop region, is going to be Ben Jammin Muska. Not Matt Dieterle, because Matt Dieterle is on a college visit today. I believe that he's also picked up Chris Tran and also Justine I Start Track Today Thomas. She looks very excited about that. Well, you'll hear from all of them later on today, but let's get right into the brackets. Here's your number one seed, according to us. We're going to start off with our number one seed. Who else?
But the Beatles.
But the Beatles. I mean, how can you not have the Beatles in this? It would be like a complete and utter violation for the Beatles to not be a number one seed. You think number one seed?
Oh, definitely.
Strong?
Definitely the greatest rock band of all time. All
right. They are going to take on the number 16 seed, Def Leppard. Def Leppard is... It's a strong 16 seed. Put out a lot of albums.
Yeah.
Little known fact about Def Leppard. Drummer lost his arm in a tragic accident. Still drums for the band.
Did not know that.
See? Look at that little morsel. So you could hear this song, which is probably one of the ones that put them on the map. This is Pour Some Sugar on Me. One of the songs that really put them on the map. And that's the Def Leppard. So the 116 matchup features the Beatles against Def Leppard. Who you like there?
I definitely like the Beatles in this one.
Beatles?
Yep.
That's a strong pick. Strong pick. We'll see what the the voters decide here as we move on to the next matchup. This is going to be the 8-9 matchup. The 8-9 matchup is going to feature AC/DC as the number 8 seed. And you can kind of hear this in the background a little bit. Let's see if we can crank this up. Yeah, you can hear a little Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck takes a little while to build here.
Yeah.
But it is AC/DC taking on the number 9 seed. The number 9 seed, rest in peace, Freddie Mercury. But it is going to be Queen as the number 9 seed. And that will be a very, very, another really good.
I think we're on upset alert here.
I don't think an 8-9 is an upset. To me, an 8-9 matchup is a coin flip, and I think that's exactly what we have right here. AC/DC taking on Freddie Mercury and Queen, and this just in, I just heard this yesterday, thanks to satellite radio, that Queen is doing a tour. They're doing a reunion. Obviously, you can't have Freddie Mercury, because
yeah.
that'd be kind of weird. But they are touring with, I can't remember who they're touring with, but either way, Queen, one of the most legendary classic rock bands of all time, is coming back, and they will be doing another tour, which should be good. Moving on to the 5-12 matchup. The 5-12 matchup. Yes. Who else but Eddie Van Halen and David Lee Roth. They can't get back together and tour together, but we're going to put them in our bracket as a number 5 seed. They just can't stop arguing, those guys. Number 5 seed, Van Halen, taking on Mr. K's favorite. This was a late entry. This was a late entry, and this is for not just for Mr. K. I mean, their library is pretty extensive, but you can't not listen to this entire guitar solo.
No, yeah,
it's almost impossible. Familiar with Van Halen?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right, now are you a Eddie Van Halen guy or are you a David Lee Roth guy?
David Lee Roth.
Okay, all right. I was gonna say, or Sammy Hagar. Excuse me, Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth. I'm a David Lee Roth guy as well.
So am I.
So let's go over to the number 12 seed is going to be Boston. Boston is going to come in as the number 12 seed, and Mr. K, I'm sure, thinks that that's kind of a low seed, but Boston is going to be our number 12 seed, and they're going to take on the perennial powerhouse Van Halen. And I can see some people in front of me already filling out their brackets. I like it. We're unearthing this to the world. So just to recap, actually, we'll go to the next one, and then we'll recap the first four matchups. We are now going to feature the number 4 seed going up against the number 13 seed. And the number 4 seed is going to be The Who. The Who is our number 4 seed, and they will go up against the number 13 seeded Eagles, and we'll see if we can get some music going here. The Who is playing in the background. Takes a little while to build because, you know, Pinball Wizard does this. There you go. There's a little Pinball Wizard for you.
Great song here.
Great song. Great song. Oh, there you go. There's a Who. Legendary. Legendary. And very well deserving of the number 4 seed. They're going to take on the number 13 seed, the Eagles. Don Henley and the Eagles. This is probably one of their most legendary songs. Probably
yeah.
One of the best songs ever made by a human being in Hotel California. I think a little low as a 13 seed. But that's just my take. Your thoughts?
I think it's a little low, too. I'm a huge Don Henley fan.
As am I. Their Hell Freezes Over album, because they didn't tour for a long time. They got back together, and they did the Hell Freezes Over tour. The version of Hotel California from that concert is unbelievably good. And this is one of their more popular songs, mainstream songs, but they do have a pretty big library. So as this is building right now, let's recap the first 8 teams into the tournament in the classic rock region. It's in number 1 seed Beatles taking on the number 16 seed Def Leppard. Number 8 seed AC/DC and Angus Young is going to take on Freddie Mercury. Queen. Number 5 Van Halen is going to take on the number 12 seed Boston. I'm pretty sure I know who Mr. K is going to vote for there. Number 4 The Who is taking on number 13 the Eagles, and that's when now we're going to get into the bottom 8 of the classic rock region. We're going to move over to the 6-11 matchup. The 6-11 matchup is going to feature none other than
Pink Floyd, and the 11 seed will be Aerosmith.
All right, Pink Floyd and Roger Waters, and they are going to... Pink Floyd's, to me, kind of mood music. Like, you can't just be, like, in a great mood and listen to Pink Floyd. It almost has to be a really gray, rainy day to really... And you have to be in a sour mood to really appreciate
Pink Floyd. That Aerosmith might be able to take this one.
Aerosmith is very good in its own right, but there's a very big cult following of Pink Floyd, mm-hmm. and very well deserving of the number six seed. Aerosmith, on the other hand, has been doing this since probably 1972, 73-ish, and they've been around for quite some time. This is actually a song off of their Eat the Rich or Get a Grip album. This is a great album from the early 90s, and their library spans decades, whereas Pink Floyd was more of a 70s, early 80s kind of artist. Who do you like in this 6-11 matchup here?
I think I'm going to take Aerosmith in this one.
An upset special.
Yeah.
It's the upset special, Aerosmith.
Huge Steven Tyler fan.
New Aerosmith or old Aerosmith?
Old.
Okay, and I think that's how, it depends on how the classic rock group molds this podcast. For when the voting opens up, do they go old Aerosmith, do they go new Aerosmith to take on Pink Floyd in the first round? Because this could really, I think this is another coin flip. Moving on to the next matchup, we're going to move down to the number 3 seed against the number 14 seed. And believe it or not, I don't have any of the number 3 seed in my repertoire, and it's a violation on my part, but we do have the number 14 seed.
Kiss.
And Kiss is going to take on Rolling Stones, looking for the upset. And Kiss is, I think, pretty appropriately seated here.
Yeah.
Kiss just played the NHL Outdoor Games, Stadium Series, out in L.A., and it was a huge hit out there. I don't really know how Kiss and outdoor hockey in L.A. work together, but the NHL found a way to make it happen. So that is the 3-14 matchup. And now the last two matchups in the classic rock region. Yeah, the first one we're going to talk about, I'll let you take this one, Mr. Tabor. This is the 7-10 matchup.
We have the 7 seed as Bruce Springsteen, and the number 10 seed, which is Rush.
Oh, okay. Let's talk a little Bruce first. Bruce, a late entry into the classic rock region, still doing his thing. And you can't, I mean, we're all in Jersey. You can't not have a Bruce Springsteen reference here. Bruce Springsteen, pretty strong.
Yeah.
Classic rock, Bruce and the E Street Band. They're one of their members of their band just recently passed away. And so it's within the last, Clarence Clemons.
Yeah.
Clarence Clemons, I think that's his saxophone player, I believe, if I remember correctly. Just passed away. So we're not doing this as like a memoriam for Bruce here, but I think his catalog of music is... We'll stand the test of time, there's no doubt about it. But moving on to the number 10 seed, Rush.
Some of the greatest drumming of all time in this band.
Absolutely. And for the longest time, I thought that this vocalist was a girl.
Really?
I'm not even lying to you. Not even lying to you. I really did think it
was. Very good vocals.
Very good vocals. Canadian band Rush makes the number 10 seed. They're going to take on Bruce Springsteen. Who do you like there?
I think we're going with Rush on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you think the students vote on this? This is a region where not a lot of students are, I'd say probably 10 to 15% of the student body here, don't really know much about classic rock.
I think Bruce Springsteen might have an edge in the fact that he's from New Jersey. But I give the edge to Rush on this for sure.
Okay. There it is. There you have it. And moving on to our final matchup of the classic rock region. It's a number 2 seed against the number 15 seed. 15 seeded Journey looking for the upset against powerhouse Led Zeppelin, which very easily could have been a number 1 seed.
Yeah.
Very easily. Who do you like?
I think you got to give the respect to Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, I wouldn't even call them a dark horse. I would say that this is my pick to get out of this region. This is where I would put them, but I don't know how the students are going to vote. Beatles, believe it or not, are still very much, like, you can walk around the school at any given time and find somebody wearing a Beatles shirt or being a, you know, Beatles sticker or a patch or something in this school. So
I think later on in the tournament, the Led Zeppelin Beatles matchup could be great.
If it does work out like that, it will be a final Elite Eight matchup. It'll be an Elite Eight matchup if Led Zeppelin moves on and winds up facing the Beatles. However, we'll move on. It's Journey on the other end of things. And Journey, everybody knows their one song from Journey, Don't Stop Believing. That's still like a I don't understand how the song is still current, but We'll see if they can take on two very different styles of music.
Certainly.
Led Zeppelin, very rocky, and Journey, very poppy.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. So you like your upset special. Just to recap, here is the classic rock region, number one seed Beatles against Def Leppard, the number 16 seed. AC/DC Queen is your 8-9 matchup. The 5-12 upset matchup. There's always a 5-12 upset somewhere. Could this be it? Van Halen taking on Boston. And then number four, The Who, taking on number 13, The Eagles. What do we got the rest of the way, Jim?
We have the number six seed Pink Floyd taking on the 11 seed Aerosmith. The Rolling Stones, who are the 3 seed, taking on Kiss, who are the number 14 seed. And we have a 7-10 matchup in Bruce Springsteen and Rush. And to finish it out, the 2 seed Led Zeppelin plays the 15 seed Journey.
All right, so your upset special is where? If you're looking at the left side, top left side of the bracket.
I think I'm going Queen AC/DC, though it's not a huge upset.
That's an answer, okay. You're going Queen over AC/DC, I like it.
Aerosmith over Pink Floyd.
Okay.
And Rush over Bruce Springsteen.
I like it. I like it. And this is how you guys will vote. Stay tuned to our Twitter feed, which is at Knights Radio. And we will be releasing the matchups on when you can start the voting. Listen to the podcast made by the students. And we will be able to open up the voting as soon as their podcast is over. We'll leave the voting open for about 24 hours or so. We'll close the voting out, and then we'll tell you who advances. Now, we've also got this thing printed up poster size, thanks to Mr. Ferraro and the Meteor Center for that. Nice little shout-out. And there will be displayed in my room or outside my door, probably inside my room, if I had to venture a guess. And as the teams or as the artists advance, they will be posted on the wall. And if you'd like to get a copy, there will also be a copy available on Sterling's website by the end of the day. So that's that. Mr. Tabor, thank you very much for joining us in the Classic Rock region. What we're going to do is we're going to get off to a very, very quick break. When we get back from the break, I believe we have who coming up next? What are we rocking up next? I forget what we're doing. I'm sorry? There's another region coming up next, but is it alt-rock? All right, we are going alt-rock next. Yes, we are going to go alt-rock next. So what we're going to do is we're going to get off to a quick break. When we get back from the break, we'll be alt-rock. Five guys doing alt-rock. It's going to be fantastic. Right here on the Field of 64, first annual March Madness of Music, right here on Sterling Radio. We're back right after this. Where did you come from, baby?
love you, you know it.
Oh, we're live. Hey, we're back on Live Friday. And it's tournament day here. It's kind of like a tournament. When you say, Darius saying yes, no? It's kind of like a tournament. It is March Madness. So what we're doing is we are unveiling the first annual March Madness of music here on Sterling Radio. We just got done doing the classic rock region, so kudos to Mr. Tabor for joining us. Threw him right into the fire after not being here for a couple days. And now we're going to move over to the alt rock region. As a reminder, here's how you get involved. You can follow us on At Nights Radio. You can go onto the Sterling website after our Live Friday episode here and download a bracket, print it out, and see who you think is going to win. And shortly, we will announce how to vote and how to get involved and all that other fun stuff. Right now, Dean Troilo and Bill Grover, who are representing the alt-rock region, are going to take over the top 8 seeds here as we get ready to rock and roll. Darius and Beth doing a fantastic job behind the controls here, making sure that we have all the songs prepped and ready to go for the next round. But right now, we're going to move into the alt-rock region, and you guys did something a little bit, and you might want to fill in Dean on this one because he's probably looking pretty confused, on how you guys did the alt-rock region.
Well, the way we set up our bracket was we took 8 of alt-rock's newest artists, like Fall Out Boy and Paramore, and we pinned them against some of the older artists like Soundgarden, Weezer, Smashing Pumpkins, and we're gonna do a contest of popularity in the alt rock region. So the first matchup we have the 1 seed Fall Out Boy going up against the 16th seed Smashing Pumpkins.
Fall Out Boy? You fan?
Yeah, Fall Out Boy is the
first
seed.
You a fan?
Me personally, I like Fall Out Boy. They're probably my favorite on this list of the newer alt rock groups.
Deserving of a number 1 seed?
First seed, no. Personally, but it is popularity. So in that category of popularity, yeah, I guess they are deserving of the first seed.
Okay, taking on the number 16 seed, Mrs. Robinson's favorite. Smashing Pumpkins, which this is the mix of old and new that Bill you were talking about.
Right.
Smashing Pumpkins, a powerhouse in the early 90s.
Definitely.
Mid 90s. Kind of fell off the map a little bit when, I don't want to say boy bands came back out, but it is true. I mean, they kind of disappeared after a while. Now they're back, and Billy Corgan's doing his thing. Interesting matchup here.
Very interesting. I think that's going to be a good one.
I said, Fall Out Boy, if you're looking for a 16 upsetting a 1, of all the brackets, I don't think you're going to see it in Def Leppard against the Beatles. You may see it here if you
possibly
get some of those diehard alt-rock, early alt-rock guys.
The fans are still out there.
They are still out there. So Smashing Pumpkins, the 16 seed, squeaking into the tournament, going to take on the number 1 seed, according to our alt-rock guys, Fall Out Boy. Dean, would you have picked Fall Out Boy
in this matchup?
No, I mean, or just as a number one,
no,
seed.
No.
Okay.
They wouldn't be in my top 8, personally.
Okay. See what you miss when you take tests?
Yeah.
See what happens when you have to take statewide tests?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can't have nice things. All right, moving on. Guys, what do you got next?
Moving on, we have our 8 seed Panic at the Disco taking on our 9th seed Weezer. I like Panic because I grew up listening to Panic. They formed in 2004. I like a lot of their music videos. They've won a lot of MTV Music Video Awards, actually. And
yeah, especially for that big song everyone knows.
Yeah, and Weezer.
Sins, not tragedies.
I write Sins, Not Tragedies, something like that.
Weezer, on the other hand, they've got a lot of songs. They got 9 studio albums, 3 of which are interesting. They're titled Weezer, 3 different albums.
They actually named them after the color of the album.
Right,
the red, the blue, green. Yeah, they named them after that. I've seen Weezer. I saw Weezer once live. Very good live. They opened up with a cover of Black Sabbath's War Pigs, and as far as I'm concerned, anytime you open up with a Sabbath tune, it was. They were really good. And I'm an fan of Weezer. I'm okay with them. A bunch of my buddies are fanatical about them, but a coin flip matchup here, guys.
Yeah, this one's going to be the closest out of all of them.
I'm a big fan of Weezer.
We got any Panic floating around there, Darius, for our listeners? No Panic? Okay, no Panic, but we do have Weezer, so that's good. So that'll be your 8-9 matchup. Who do you guys like coming out of this?
Definitely Weezer.
Weezer?
Definitely, yes.
Bill?
You know what? It's going to be close, but I think Weezer's going to come out on top.
All right. You got Weezer. I would take Weezer as well, but again, I don't know what the students... I think the trendy pick is Panic, but...
Could go either way.
Again, could go either way, which is why I like this. Moving right along to the third of four matchups you guys are going to talk about.
This is the 5-seed Paramore taking on the 12-seed Soundgarden. And this is personally my favorite, probably, out of all the matchups in this bracket.
Don't tell your sister that Soundgarden only got a 12.
Yeah.
We were talking about this yesterday. I said, do not tell Taylor that Soundgarden is a 12 seed. She'll have a heart attack.
She would be furious. She loves Chris Cornell. We've seen Soundgarden once. She's seen Chris Cornell acoustic probably over 5 times.
Really?
Yeah, we saw Audioslave. Everything Chris Cornell says.
There you go. She would be voting for Soundgarden here, but Paramore...
I would have to vote against her. I would vote all Paramore. I love Hayley Williams and just her hair.
She can sing.
Yeah.
She can sing. They're good.
Her voice and her hair, that does me in.
To me, Paramore is like a more trendy Evanescence.
In a way, yes.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
You can look at it that way. Yeah.
Beth is like shooting daggers at me right now. If there was a camera in here, she's like, "What are you talking about, Strauss?"
I don't think Hayley Williams will ever be Amy Lee, though.
You take Amy Lee over?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, all right. Beth is going to be angry, but now we have Soundgarden on the other side. Talk about an early 90s alt grunge band. It's really defined. One of the first. You could pretty much lump them, Mudhoney, Pearl Jam, all almost into the same bag here.
Right.
And Soundgarden, awesome. So we'll see.
Definitely got some good matchups here.
So it's the 5-seed Paramore taking on the underdog, and I think a little low on the.
It was tough.
It was tough. You guys
between the new and the old.
Yeah, and I like how you guys split up 8 and 8. So that's good. Who you got your winner, Dean?
I think Paramore is going to take this one. I like Soundgarden more. Paramore, student body,
just for popularity.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna. I can't not pick Soundgarden. It's like a violation of my childhood, so I'm going to go Soundgarden. Your final matchup you guys are going to be talking about is the 4-13 matchup.
Right. We have Foo Fighters falling in the 4th seed. And then we have our 13th seed, Florence and the Machine. They're an interesting group because they're relatively newer than all the other ones we've talked about, forming in 2007. Their lead singer, Florence Welch. She's pretty cool.
I'm not very familiar with this band, personally.
I know a few students who are pretty fanatical about Florence and the Machine, but it's kind of...
They've got a unique style about them.
Natalie Pearson's raising her hand. She's a huge fan. She won't come on air and say that, but... you've seen them 3 times? Oh, she likes 3 songs. That's a little bit different. I went to one concert, they played one song, and then I saw it 3 times in a row, so that constitutes 3 different songs. I'm just kidding. So then we have the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, the lead man of Foo Fighters, was the old drummer for Nirvana until Kurt Cobain tragically died on his own accord. And so that's going to be a very interesting matchup. Hands down, Foo Fighters for me.
Oh, definitely.
Hands Foo down. Fighters all the way in this matchup.
Foo Fighters, Darius is agreeing. Beth is seeing who this summer? Foo Fighters are touring this summer?
Firefly Festival.
Oh, I'm totally there. All right, cool. This just in. Firefly Festival, if you want to see Foo Fighters, you can see them at the Firefly Festival in Delaware. Okay, there you have it. And they are not currently touring, so that's going to be a good bill right there. I've seen Foo Fighters. They are phenomenal. When I die, I want to come back as Dave Grohl. think of his career. Honestly, you're the drummer for arguably the biggest alt-rock band of the 90s that changed the face of music from hair bands to alt-rock. And now you're one of the only surviving members of a genre that still makes rock somewhat current.
Good reincarnation there.
Hey, he's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Not a lot of people can say that they got an opportunity to drum for Tom Petty either, so that's always good. So, to recap your matchups, guys, go ahead.
Fall Out Boy versus Smashing Pumpkins. Panic at the Disco versus Weezer, Paramore against Soundgarden, and Foo Fighters against Florence and the Machine. All right. Top half.
That's your top half. All right. You guys are going to switch up a little bit, and they're going to bring in a. They're going to go to the bullpen here and bring in Paulo and Justin Cenarine. And they're going to talk about the bottom half of the bracket. So just to recap, Fall Out Boy, the number one seed overall in the region. These guys are going to bring back what's the second half of the bracket. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey,
welcome to another live Friday. So you guys are going to take care of the bottom half of the alt-rock region. Tell us a little bit about your first matchup.
All right. Number six, we have the Red Hot Chili Peppers going up against
number 11 seed, the Black Keys.
Two very good artists. Red Hot Chili Peppers, legendary, Hall of Fame bound. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bound, absolutely. However, they're going to be taking on the Black Keys, new upstart.
Yeah, definitely. They've been, I guess, kind of critically acclaimed for taking a lot of great notes from, you know, old rootsy blues mixed with Led Zeppelin, basically. It's truly phenomenal. It's a duo, actually. It's Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney. It's a drums and guitar duo, and of course they have touring musicians that come in. But it's truly fantastic music. And they are here 11th seed, interestingly enough.
Paul, who do you like in this matchup?
Well, personally, I'm a Chili Peppers fan.
Okay.
That was the first concert I ever went to, and I know they're still popular. I mean, they just performed at the Super Bowl with Bruno Mars.
That was a weird.
Yeah, it was a weird
kind
combo.
Of a weird combo. Very weird. You got Bruno Mars, like the pop guy, and the Chili Peppers, who, and I don't want to say they're past their prime because they're really, really not, because they're still putting out some pretty good music.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't seem like they fit well together. It's like kind of oil and water. Okay, it was kind of weird. But either way, that is your 6-11 matchup, the Chili Peppers against the Black Keys. And we'll swing it over to Paulo for now for a 3-14 matchup.
Yeah, at number 3, we had Kings of Leon going up against number 14, Arctic Monkeys.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Kings of Leon.
Some Kings of Leon going on.
New album out by them, too.
Really?
Yep. Relatively new.
Relatively new.
Relatively new. Some new stuff from Kings of Leon out. Kings of Leon a couple years ago had this song, which was a huge hit for them.
Yeah.
Really kind of put them on the map. Me and Mr. Kelsey and a whole bunch of other people performed this. Mr. Mancinelli. Not faculty folly, it's like a talent show.
Really?
Teacher talent show back in the day. I was playing bass guitar for that one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sure Mr. K can find some video of that somewhere. Not that you want to see that, but. Tell us a little bit about Arctic Monkeys.
The Arctic Monkeys, they're an English alternative rock band headed by the ever incredible Alex Turner. He's hailed as a musical Shakespeare in a lot of ways, and they just released their new album. It's relatively new, as you said, for Kings of Leon, which they released in 2013. It's called AM.
Nice.
They're not doing too much right now, but starting in June 14th, they're going to start a massive world tour. So it's going to be starting here in America. It's going to be starting in Louisiana, and it's going to go on for like 7 months or
something.
This just
into the news desk, thanks to Bethany Young. They're also going to be at the Firefly Festival with the aforementioned Foo Fighters, who are number 4 seed. No big deal. Paulo, this is probably right in your wheelhouse, the next matchup here.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame that somebody has to come out of this matchup a loser, but I'll let you. I can't even talk about this. It makes me want to cry. This next matchup.
Yeah, probably the biggest matchup of this whole thing. We have our number 7 Nirvana against number 10 Pearl Jam.
This is like Duke, North Carolina in the first round. This is brutal. Like somebody actually has to lose this. This is horrible. But this is the way you guys see it out in Nirvana, number 7, number 10, Pearl Jam. And I think the three guys that I went to see Pearl Jam with at at Wrigley Field out in Chicago would probably be very angry at this seed. Similar to Dean's sister being angry with the Soundgarden being a 12 seed. But either way, Nirvana changed the face of music, guys. Yeah. Absolutely.
They're set to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, actually.
Interesting, and deservedly so.
Yeah.
You guys weren't around for this, but me being in high school when Nirvana, when this album first came out, never mind,
yeah.
This was just huge. I can't tell you, I beat the crap out of this album. It was just amazing. And then we switch over to the number 10 seed, Pearl Jam, still putting out albums. In fact, just put out their latest album, Lightning Bolt,
yeah.
just a couple months ago, right before the new year, and followed up with a U.S. tour. Unbelievable.
Right now, they're over in Europe, but really quickly, you were talking about your experience earlier, seeing them at Wrigley Field. What was that truly like?
I mean, ridiculous. Okay. Believe it or not, that was the first time I had ever gotten to see Pearl Jam live.
Wow.
And I remember being in high school. I think I told you this. Being in high school, and Eddie Vedder was on the cover of Time magazine, and I ripped it off the cover of Time magazine, probably from the Media Center, and had it sticking up in my locker. Like, that's how big of an influence he was. But seeing them live, my buddies were always telling me, hey, it's like a religious experience, and it really is. He's so good live. The whole band is so tuned up so well, and they sound so good together. And they've been doing this since 1990. And if you guys get a chance to check out the documentary on Pearl Jam, it's entitled 20, and it's about their 20 years of being around. It is a fantastic documentary. You can check it out on Palladia. I highly recommend it. It's how the band first came up and went through some stuff, and it's a very good documentary, but it's a shame that somebody's got to come out of this.
Now, hold on. If you'd want to throw documentaries up against each other,
yes,
and both in our brackets here, you'd have Pearl Jam with their documentary, then you have the Wasting Light documentary with the Foo Fighters.
I would say Pearl Jam only because they've been around longer.
Okay.
But with all due respect to both, I would have to say the 20.
Take it.
Very tough matchup here. Probably the most intriguing matchup if you're an alt-rock fan.
Oh, yeah.
In this bracket. Moving on to your final matchup, guys.
Well, apart from the last matchup, here we have AWOL Nation, one of the newer bands. They're number 2 seed, going up against number 15, STP, Stone Temple Pilots. So yeah, AWOL Nation is one of the newer bands. Started out in 2009. Came out with a new album, Megalithic Symphony,
yeah.
And they're recently rising pretty quick for a new band.
Yeah,
the only reason they're number 2.
I heard a lot about them because they just came to AC not too long ago. As far as I heard, a lot of kids around here went to go check it out. Our fellow students. What's the high single? Hot high single is Sail, I believe.
Sail, yeah.
It's on like every Vine ever recorded.
Don't know much about AWOL Nation. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm more of an STP guy. This album, Core, is probably one of my favorite albums of all time from cover to cover. There's not a song. Usually in an album, you can skip a song, be like, I don't really like this one. This whole album from cover to cover is very, very good. I don't know much about AWOL Nation, so I'm excited to hear what you guys bring to the table for your podcast so that the people that may not know anything about AWOL Nation can vote who's going to be better between them and STP. So just do me a favor, guys, real quickly, recap your four matchups here in the bottom half of the alt-rock region.
Number 6, Red Hot Chili Peppers against number
11 seed, the Black Keys.
Then seed 3, Kings of Leon
against number 14 seed, Arctic Monkeys.
Then the big number 7, Nirvana
versus number 10, Pearl Jam.
No, I'm going to cry. Is there any way that they can both advance?
And then finish it off with number 2, AWOL Nation
against number 15, STP, Stone Temple Pilots.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Good work. Good luck on your podcast in the alt-rock region. That's going to wrap it up for the alt-rock region. And what we're going to do is we're going to go off to a very quick break. We're going to have to put this in lightning mode here as we jump over to the country region next. We're going to get off to a couple quick, pay some bills real quick.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. We'll see you in about a week or so, guys. And we'll get off to a quick break. We'll come back from the break.
Sterling Knights Radio
Country
Sports
after
Central.
This.
We cover everything ranging from volleyball to basketball.
About half-court shot.
Baseball.
That's a home run by JT Harding. The nine hitter, he's a base, he did it.
And most playoff games. Follow us on Twitter for live score updates at Knights Radio, and make sure you listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on shsradio.sjtp.net.
Attention all students and teachers, the annual National Honor Society Student vs. Faculty Basketball Game is being played on Thursday, March 13th at 7 p.m. in the new gym here at Sterling High School. All proceeds go to the Jess Gorby Memorial Scholarship Fund. Anyone can sign up and you can get all the registration information from Mrs. DeVekis in room 205. Some of the teachers participating will be Mr. Redman, Mr. Blumenstein, Mrs. Apizic, and Mr. Rella will be the referee. There will be a half-court shot and a three-point shootout at halftime. It will be a fun time for the students and the faculty, and more importantly, it will go to a great cause. Again, that's Students versus Faculty Basketball Game, Thursday, March 13th at 7 p.m. in the new gym. This message has been brought to you by the National Honor Society and your friends here at Sterling High School Radio.
And we're back live here on Sterling Radio, live Friday, first annual March Madness of Music right here on Sterling High School Radio. And I'm your host and teacher extraordinaire, Rob Strauss. And what we're going to do, we've already gone through the classic rock region, the alt rock region. We're going to dive very quickly into the country region, the top 16 country artists, of which I know nothing about, which is why Jake and Holly are here to explain who the heck these people are, why they're so popular, and who's going to win. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Jake's here, Holly's here, everybody here. Natalie's here. She'll be joining us halfway through this as well, mostly because we're out of mics. But if she screams really, really loudly, you'll be able to hear her. So here's how to vote. Follow us at Knights Radio on Twitter. You can also stop by room 402 for a bracket. You can also head over to Sterling High School website and print up a copy of the bracket as well. Voting will take place sometime next week, so make sure you stay tuned to Twitter as my students put together the podcast for this. Once their podcast is done, we'll open up the voting for 24 hours. The artist who receives the most votes in each category will advance to the next round, all the way down to the final two, and then obviously the 2014 champion of the first annual March Madness of Music. So country, jumping right into it. We don't have a lot of music accompaniment here because the Sterling High School Library of music does not have a lot of country, but that's about to change thanks to Holly. Guys, go over the your first matchup. Your number one seed, the big guy.
Well, first we got Luke Bryan. The ladies love him. He's currently on tour, and he has a lot of songs, including just released Drink a Beer, which makes me sob like a baby. And he's going to be going against 16 seed Miranda Lambert.
And she's married to Blake Shelton, who is also in the top 16. She's been around since about 2005, and recently she had a music group called the Pistol Annies that was formed. But I still think Luke is more popular than she is.
Yeah, I'm thinking Luke Bryan can take
Luke Bryan in a landslide.
Yes.
I know you guys had Miss Apizic in here earlier. Is she a Luke Bryan fan? Because I know she's a big country fan. Did she think that Luke Bryan was a strong number one?
I think so.
All right.
I don't know if she's a fan, but I think she knows that he can take her.
The good thing is now that the brackets are being released, we can show these to her and say, what do you think? And we can even get her to vote. How about them apples? All right. Next matchup. Your 8-9. Your coin flip matchup. What do you got?
We got Lady Annabelle, the 8th seed, who is also on tour, like Luke Bryan. And she recently won a Grammy. And she's going against 9th seed Hunter Hayes,
who is also probably a really big hit with all the girls.
He's on tour.
Is he dreamy?
Yes.
Okay, all right. This is a good tune, though. This Lady Antebellum song is very good. I never really associated them with country, but... Natalie, do you agree? Natalie just nods her head. Natalie just nods. Who do you guys like in this matchup? Who do you think will win, and who do you want to win?
I think Hunter Hayes is going to be able to take it. Natalie might kill me for saying that, but... I'm feeling Hunter Hayes.
Me too.
I think Natalie had... Didn't you yesterday have Lady Antebellum coming out of this entire country bracket?
Yes.
Yeah, she did. Yes, she did. She has a number 8 seed going to the final four. I like it. That's very strong. Your next matchup is going to be the 5-12 matchup. A couple guys whose repertoire speaks for itself.
We got Tim McGraw and...
Toby Keith. I've seen Toby Keith live, and he's pretty good, but I like Tim McGraw better. Tim McGraw's been around longer. He's been around since 1990, and he's still releasing new things to this day.
But can he beat Toby Keith, who has 20 number one hits? That should be an interesting matchup.
See, so you think Toby Keith can pull the upset here?
Yeah.
Upset special? The 5-12 matchup?
Yeah, of course.
I like it. I like it. The top, running at the top half of this country region is your 4-13 matchup.
Which we got Keith Urban and Dierks Bentley. I think it'd be interesting if Keith Urban and Toby Keith come out, have a Keith matchup.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. We talked about that yesterday. That would be awesome if it was Keith versus Keith. It's kind of weird. The good news is that a Keith will win, but they have to get out of the first round first. How about that? Keith Urban, Dierks Bentley, easy for me to say. I'm very excited about your country region because I don't know a lot of country, but I'm open to trying country. So I'm excited to see what you guys put together as far as your podcast is concerned. The bottom half of the bracket, Nat, you want to jump in here? Nat doesn't want to jump in. Yes, she is. She's going to get in. Come on. She's like the resident country guru here. Your first matchup. Nat, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
She's excited. Brad Paisley, the number 6 seed, going up against the number 11 seed, George Strait.
I think that George Strait has more credibility over Brad Paisley. He's been around longer, since 74. He has 28 albums, and he just released a new one last year in 2013. And he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. And Brad Paisley is really popular with the younger people, but I think George Strait might be able to, you know.
So this is a classic old versus new kind of thing. Nat, your thoughts?
I personally like Brad Paisley more, but I don't think he's going to win.
You're saying George Strait comes out of this matchup. Wow.
Yes.
Interesting. Very interesting. Nat, your next matchup, moving right down the list. Right down the list.
We have Blake Shelton.
Ah, yes. Blake Shelton.
And Eric Church.
And Eric Church. What's Blake Shelton from? Isn't he on that?
He's on The Voice.
The Voice. I knew he was on like one of those wacky talent shows. Who do you like in this one?
I like Blake. I agree. Yeah.
In a landslide or close?
I don't know. Eric Church has like a couple good songs, but I like Blake Shelton's vibe better.
Okay. And how long have you been a country fan? Like, is that all you listen to?
I grew up listening to country.
Okay. Nat, you?
Like the past 2 or 3 years,
okay,
I've started to like it more.
You're relatively new to country, whereas Holly pretty much came out of the womb like listening to country. Fair enough. Your next matchup is the number 7 seed, Darius Don't Call Me Hootie Rucker, and the number 10 seed, Eli Young Band. I know Darius Rucker very well from Hootie and the Blowfish. He can't not be a product of the 90s and not listen to Hootie and the Blowfish, but Eli Young Band, I know nothing about. Give me a little bit on them.
They started in 2000, so they've been around for a while, and they have 5 albums out. And they just released a new album a couple days ago on March 4th. So, and they've actually also been nominated for a Grammy last year. So, I mean, I'm not very familiar with them either, but apparently they're doing really well.
Cool. Very good. And Nat, our final matchup of this region is the 2 seed against the 15 seed. Who do you guys throw in here?
Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood.
Jason Aldean, the number 2 seed, going up against American Idol winner Carrie Underwood. And since she's the only recognizable name, if I'm just voting for voting's sake, I vote Carrie Underwood. Does Carrie Underwood have any shot in this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, they've both been around for the same amount of time, but she was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. So, like, that's a big deal. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but they've probably seen her and heard her on the radio, and she's been in a couple movies and everything. So Jason Aldean, even though he's been around for a while, he's just now getting more popular.
Little known, I have to throw an NHL fact into this. Carrie Underwood married a NHL hockey player, Mike Fisher, who's currently playing in Nashville for the Predators. Just throwing that out there. So that's your hockey and country music crossover right there. So, ladies, do me a favor, recap your country region for those of you that might just be joining us.
We have Luke Bryan up against Miranda Lambert, Lady Antebellum and Hunter Hayes, Tim McGraw and Toby Keith, Keith Urban against Dierks Bentley, Brad Paisley up against George Strait, Blake Shelton and Eric Church, Darius Rucker and the Eli Young Band, Jason Aldean, and Carrie Underwood.
All right, that's going to round out your top 16. What we're going to do is we're going to get off to a very, very short break. We're just going to play one PSA, and we're going to get off to a very quick break. And when we come back, it's going to be Ben. And Ben, who's joining you for the pop region? Chris Tran. Ben and Chris Tran are going to join us for the pop region. Ladies, thank you so much. Best of luck with your podcast, and we'll talk to you guys later on.
Thanks, Ross.
No problem.
Attention all students and teachers. The annual National Honor Society Student versus Faculty Basketball Game is being played on Thursday, March 13th at 7 p.m. in the new gym here at Sterling High School. All proceeds go to the Jess Gorby Memorial Scholarship Fund. Anyone can sign up and you can get all the registration information from Mrs. DeVekis in room 205. Some of the teachers participating will be Mr. Redman, Mr. Blumenstein, Mrs. Apizic, and Mr. Rella will be the referee. There will be a half-court shot and a three-point shootout at halftime. It will be a fun time for the students and the faculty, and more importantly, it will go to a great cause. Again, that's Students versus Faculty Basketball Game, Thursday, March 13th at 7 p.m. in the new gym. This message has been brought to you by the National Honor Society and your friends here at Sterling High School Radio.
And welcome back to Sterling High School Radio. It's the first annual March Madness of Music right here on Sterling High School Radio. And we're going to run through the pop bracket really, really quick. But before we do that, I just wanted to let everybody know how you get involved with this. You can follow us at Nights Radio for all the information. We are releasing the final region of the bracket right now. Ben is already dancing, and that's awesome. And it's a good thing because he has the pop region coming up next. We're going to be opening up the voting sometime next week once the podcasts are done. And your votes will decide who advances in each one of these matchups. Very, very good matchups all the way around. And right now, what we're going to do, we're going to jump right into the pop region. But before we do, Ben Musk and Chris Tran, welcome to the show.
Hi, Strauss.
Another Live Friday. Another edition of Live Friday.
It's good to be here.
It is. Hashtag Live Friday.
All right.
Hashtag that.
Hashtag it.
Also, another shout-out to our last week's winners, Steph Daniels and Sabrina Shankiewicz, winning pretzels last week for trivia, which was Olympic trivia. So that is that. Guys, let's jump right into the pop region right now, and we will we'll do your matchups. Who is the one to beat?
All right. Our first seed is Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
an obvious song right there. He's going up against 16 seed One Republic. Now, they have been popular as of late, but their extensive collection isn't that large.
Chris?
I don't think One Republic has a shot in this one.
Really? Mm-hmm. Which is why they're a 16 seed.
Yeah.
But you think they are worthy of being representing the top 16?
Oh, definitely.
In pop, the pop category.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Counting Stars has been a
Counting big, Stars. You know. They it is beating the radio is beating the crap out of that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they are playing that a lot. So, Justin Timberlake and his smoothness is going up against One Republic, who doesn't like to use spaces in between One and Republic, and it drives me insane as a punctuation and grammar guy. But this is a good tune, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good tune.
Strong tune.
So up and coming One Republic against powerhouse Justin Timberlake, the number one overall seed in the pop region. Chris, our next matchup, the coin flip matchup, the 8-9.
Next up, we have the number 8 seed Beyonce against the number 9 seed Jason Derulo.
Yes.
This match
is so crazy right now.
Ben,
yeah, I know you guys can't see this in our radio audience, but Ben is dancing. And Beyonce, excuse me, married to Jay-Z.
Oh, yep.
And they have one baby already, and then another one on the way, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
And collectively, I think 35 Grammys.
Yeah, they have a lot of hardware between the two of them. So Beyonce is strong in an 8 seed there. Very strong 8 seed. Mm-hmm. Going up against Jason Derulo. Very new.
Jason has actually been around for a while, and many of his songs have been very big hits. So I thought he was a very good decision to put him in here. So
I like it. I like it. This next matchup, Ben, this one's all you. I'll let you handle this one because this is just the way it worked out. This was just luck that this happened like this. I'll let you guys take this one.
All right, for 5 seed, we had to put her in here. The country group would not accept her. Taylor Swift, fifth seed.
Yeah, Natalie Pearson was very much against the Natalie Pearson being in the country. Was that you, or was that... They had a discussion with the country group a couple days ago, and they said Taylor Swift is not country anymore. She's now pop.
Yeah, she's...
And rightfully so.
She's definitely gone a different direction from when she started. And she's going up against 12th seed Lady Gaga.
Mm. Interesting matchup here. Two very different genres. Chris, your thoughts?
Lady Gaga, I think, could be even higher, but I think Taylor Swift is going to win.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I think this could really go either way. I really do. I really do. But I'm thinking of how the students would vote. So it's kind of hard for me to go that route. But very quickly, you're going to round out the last of the top half of this region is the number 4 seed and number 13 seed. Chris?
The number 4 seed is Maroon 5, and the number 13 seed is Rihanna.
Maroon 5, their music has changed a lot since from when this album came out.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's completely different. It's more electronic. Ben?
They definitely started out with their own style. It was very unique. And then as the years progressed, actually, my favorite album is It Won't Be Soon Before Long. That was, they started to get to their own. But when they came out with Overexposed recently, they had a different flavor about them. It was still a good flavor. People liked them, and they're really good. But it's really different from what they used to be, songs about Jane.
Yeah, I think recently they've turned more pop than they were previously.
Yeah, absolutely. And taking on Rihanna, a very up-and-coming artist, has been around for about several years.
Yeah.
But has had some monster hits, doing some work with Eminem, just to name a few. And she's done some work recently. Mm-hmm. So, Ponder Replay. Anytime you can say anything in Spanish and still make it a song, it's always a good time. I'm sure Ms. Galt would really appreciate that. The bottom half of the bracket, real quick, because we are running out of time. Number 6, One Direction, taking on the 11 seed Pink. So you have the Chicks Dig, One Direction.
Oh, they love them.
It's like the new version of New Kids on the Block.
Or NSYNC.
Right? Going up against Pink, who's always angry about something. Good matchup here, guys.
Mm-hmm. One Direction's definitely a juggernaut in today. But Pink's got an emotion to her, so I think that's a very big play right there.
If you get a chance, again, I'm going to make a shameless plug for Palladia. If you get to check out one of her concerts, I think it's like Live at the Funhouse or something. Pink does a phenomenal cover of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm. It is ridiculous. If you get a chance to YouTube it or check it out on Palladia, I watched it because I'm like, oh, I think this is cool. Let me see how she does. Not a lot of people can do Freddie Mercury. She got it. She did a very good job with it, so kudos to her. Your next matchup. Guys, go ahead.
We have the 3 seed Bruno Mars against the number 14 seed David Guetta.
Darius? Darius going David Guetta. Beth? Beth is going Bruno Mars.
I'd have to go with Bruno Mars. He's only had 2 albums, but pretty much every song on his first album was a hit. Everybody loved it. David Guetta, we had to throw him on the list. He doesn't have anything really just by himself. He's more like a Pitbull character, which I have coming up next. He teams up with a lot of fantastic artists that have their name out there, and he's really driven his name into people's households right now.
All right. Chris, your 7-10 matchup.
We have number 7, Pitbull, and number 10, Usher.
Pitbull and Usher. Pitbull. I kind of look like Pitbull. If I just fist pump a lot and wear glasses, I can do those.
And say Dale.
And say, yeah, Dale. I can't do that. I can't do that. It's not in my nature. Pitbull going up against Usher.
Yeah. Usher's been along for so long.
I think it's 20 years.
Yeah. And you guys were torn with this selection. Who were you guys going to put in instead of Usher?
Daft Punk. A big deal.
Darius disagreeing. We knew that this was going to happen. We called this, I think, on Wednesday, that how much Darius would disagree with a lot of these picks. But mm-hmm. He's doing. He and Beth are doing a fantastic job engineering this. Guys, your final matchup, as we are running out of time here, we have the final two artists.
All right, and our number 2 seed, we had Katy Perry, always fantastic, and she's going up against Miley Cyrus, 15th seed.
I wonder how this is going to work out.
That joke never gets old.
It doesn't get old. It doesn't get old, and I'm glad I was able to slide that in there before the bell rings. But it is going to be a great matchup. I wish you guys the best of luck with this, with your podcast, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, thank you, Strauss.
Guys, thanks so much. And again, in order to get involved, make sure you guys follow us at Knights Radio on Twitter, and you can get all the matchups and whatnot. Everybody have a great weekend from Knights Radio. We'll see you next week.
All right. And I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody's